The exact moment when dogs separated from their wolf ancestors is debated and unknown. However, what is known is that these fierce canines evolved into the furry, loyal companions that are today's domestic dogs. These human-dog relationships between people and dogs have resulted in the unbreakable bonds that we see all over our country today. My name is Brian Long.
And I am Krista Cassell.
And we are first-year students at Lafayette College. We interviewed Robert Kurt, a biology professor, about his relationship with his Labrador retriever, Checkers. We started off by asking Professor Kurt what made him decide to get a dog.
I had two kids at the time, relatively young, and like all kids, I spent a lot of time trying to convince me and my wife to get a dog.
Professor Kurt wasn't so sure he wanted a dog until his kids convinced him to get one. In her memoir, Pack of Two, writer and dog enthusiast Caroline Knapp describes her spontaneous decision to get a dog and then her gradual growth of affection for her dog. Similar to Caroline Knapp, Kurt also developed a great relationship with his dog and never regretted the decision of getting a dog. Knapp said, "Before you get a dog, you can't quite imagine what living with one might be like. Afterward, you can't imagine living any other way." I asked Professor Kurt what his overall favorite thing about having a dog is.
Oh boy, that's hard. I'd say kind of the unconditional love. Although I'm not sure it's really love, just it's probably more desire. Wants to go for walks, wants food, always wants something. So.
Professor Kurt is unsure of Checkers' ability to love. Many people have debated this topic. Are dogs capable of love, or is this an anthropomorphic view? In fact, according to research collected by the website Rover, about 3,000 dog owners Google the question, "Does my dog love me?" each month. In Jeffrey Masson's book, The Dog Who Couldn't Stop Loving, Masson is confident in his dog Benji's ability to love and the ability of other dogs to love as well. Masson states that Benji is not unique, even though I like to think that his love is so deep and so boundless that it reaches proportions that are almost miraculous. In reality, I know perfectly well that many of you have had similar experiences with your dogs. Masson describes how even though most people love to think that their dog possesses a unique and genuine love, it is true that most all dogs display these physical traits that give off this feeling of a deep love. Masson's quote embodied another aspect of Kurt's relationship with Checkers. When asked what was unique about Checkers, he replied that he's not quite sure he is in fact unique. Instead, he referred back to specific traits he loves about Checkers.
Our discussion with Professor Kurt touched on another widely debated view in dog science. What do dogs know? Alexandra Horowitz discusses in her book, Inside of a Dog, what dogs know, understand, and think about. She determined that we don't fully know if dogs have a sense of self or can understand much of the world, but scientists are still studying this topic in hope that we will soon have a better understanding about the mind of a dog.
But he still has a mind of his own. And I think that's actually one of the things you asked what I like about him. I think that's one of the things I really like about him. You know, he has a personality. He has things he likes and things he doesn't like, and he makes a note. And I really like that.
Given Checkers' specific personality Kurt talked about, I asked how having Checkers in his life has changed him.
I'm not sure he has, because to me, the relationship is kind of like with my kids. And I always kind of try to be there for the kids and do what they wanted to do when they wanted. And he's kind of the same way.
Professor Kurt describes his relationship with Checkers as similar to the relationship with his kids, which could be due to the hormone oxytocin. A recent study done by researchers at Azabu University in Japan concluded that the long coexistence between dog and man has allowed the canine to evolve to take advantage of the human hormone oxytocin to blur the lines between the relationship between animal and owner to mimic that shared by a parent and child. Due to the fact that Checkers is considered almost another child in the family, I wondered whether he too had his own daily routine, similar to Kurt's kids. In Chapter 8 of her book, Inside of a Dog, Alexandra Horowitz talks about how dogs realize and adapt to our routines. As she states, dogs pick up on the theme of our quotidian habits and thus are especially sensitive to variations in them. I asked Kurt if, similar to his children, Checkers had his own daily routine.
Yeah, that was one of the things that really surprised me too, because I don't remember that growing up with a dog, but he knows the days of the week. He knows when it's Saturday and we're not going to work. He knows we usually give him a bone Friday night or Saturday night. So he will, we usually do the grooming Friday night or Saturday night, and then he gets a bone after that. So he knows when that night is somehow, and he knows when he should be waiting for a bone. He will sit there and like, okay, where is it?
I wondered whether this sense of a schedule was even stronger when it came to the most enjoyable times for Checkers, such as feeding and playtime.
The food, the ball. We play ball in the morning, play ball at night, go for a walk every night. And yeah, he just knows these things are coming. And if they're not there, he kind of wonders, okay, what's going on? Something's not right. Something's off today.
We also talked to Professor Kurt about dog training classes, which he related to raising children due to the similarities of the training classes and school. Checkers participated in 2 years of classes, which he said were similar to school because he could keep progressing to higher level classes.
Yeah, so we actually did like 2 years, at least 2 years of training, like formal dog classes. And it was actually kind of like raising the kids again. And I never even knew that existed for dogs. I figured you go and learn how to walk, sit and stay. But we did one class and they were like, okay, now you're ready for the next one. And I'm like, okay.
Really?
And then we did that and they're like, okay, now you can go to the next one. So we ended up doing about 2 years.
A recent study done by the website Rover states that 94% of dog owners see their dog as a member of the family. Professor Kurt is not an outlier from this majority. He stated several times throughout the interview that Checkers is like another member of the family and that owning him has been like raising another child. Checkers has his own daily routine and a personality of his own, similar to a human family member. In their works, Knapp, Masson, and Horowitz describe their own dogs as if they were important members of the family as well.
Lastly, we asked Professor Kurt what 4 words he would best use to describe Checkers. We noticed that each word he gave was personal and reflective of an interpersonal relationship that existed between Checkers and Professor Kurt that proves the strength and importance of the unbreakable dog-human bond.
Needy, energetic, playful,
mm-hmm.
And loving.